This is StoryCorps Oklahoma. I'm Jenny Heinrichs. New relationships are often awkward, and that could have been exceptionally true for Jessica Wadle and Zach Fowler. They faced an unthinkable challenge just as they started dating, but ultimately were able to give each other the gifts of a relationship that had already withstood the tests of time.
So, as you know, I was diagnosed with cancer right when we started dating, and I've always been like really interested or curious to hear what was going through your head specifically, like when I told you that or when you found out, and like what that made you feel as like somebody that didn't even know me that well at that point.
Yeah. Well, I think the first beginning seconds was like, we're going to figure whatever out or do whatever is necessary to make sure that you're okay.
Like, what made you stay around instead of just being like, all right?
I always get that question, and I don't understand it, because it wasn't like I liked you or started dating you because you didn't have cancer. Like, that wasn't like a thing on my checkbox. Like, oh, this girl doesn't have cancer, I could date her. So it's like, when you did have cancer, I was like, well, all the other reasons were still there.
Yeah.
So it didn't change much for me. It just was like, oh, well, we got to focus on this.
Were you, like, how did you feel?
Well, as you know, I don't freak out, rarely ever. So there wasn't much known in the beginning.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of uncertainty, and I generally refuse to get worked over about uncertainties.
Was there ever a moment that you did?
Well, I thought the possibilities were endless. I thought this girl could die in 5 minutes. She could die in 10 years. So that was uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
I think the dreams, having the dreams of like, is she going to be okay? Or dreams of you dying, or dreams of you not making it, those sorts of things.
So it was like fear came out through your dreams.
Yeah.
And otherwise you just chose to remain incredibly optimistic.
Not even optimistic. Like, you didn't have to be optimistic.
Or like, just like realistic. Like, we don't really know what's going to happen. Well, so why worry?
The realistic, like, I can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the things I can do are just going to be like, be here. Or small things like getting you something because you don't want to get out of bed because you're aching from treatment or whatever.
Yeah, you did all of those things. You were the one person that did let me be however I am and didn't really get, like, worked up about it, you know? And I feel like that's, like, one of the best gifts I think anybody can give somebody that is facing something like that.
It was an easy decision.
To
do all that, to stay. Not only did it seem like the right thing to do, it wasn't like a right or wrong thing. It was just like the thing. There wasn't any hesitation on, okay, we're going to face this head on. And we're going to do it together, and she's not going to be alone.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
To see pictures and hear more stories from the StoryCorps mobile booth stop in Oklahoma City, go to kosu.org. And you can subscribe to the StoryCorps Oklahoma podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.